Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Going to be an overdose. This prophet is an accurately anointed man of God. He speaks only the mind of God. Hallelujah. He is decent, integral, principled, focused, very, 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 very righteous. He holds the word of God in a high esteem. Married to one wife. No mistresses. I said no mistresses. Yeah. Yeah. No all these funny stuff. Say amen. That's what I love about you. You respect yourself. Then when you run near and catch and say, boy, yeah, boy, respect yourself. Hallelujah. And that me, this is what I love about you. You are a very respectable man of God. And that is what, you know, the Bible made us to understand that Samuel, the prophet, was a very respected man of God in the whole of Israel. When he was about to die, he called the nation of Israel and said, is there anybody that I have fraudulently taken anything from? The nation said, no. Is there anybody that I have done anything that is contrary or oxymoronic to the word that I'm doing? They said, no. Self-respected man of God. And this is the kind of man of God, heavily used of God, but ubuneho. Say amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, he pastors a thriving prophetic church in Tema with branches all around the place. And tonight we are on it. God bless. To receive Prophet Job Adu and his beautiful wife. Are you clapping?
Oh, keep on clapping for the Lord. Clap your hands for Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. You know, it is a crazy thing for a shout to bring down a wall. But in the days of Joshua, the Lord says, 6 days you shall encompass the city, and the seventh day shout. Signs and wonders came before science and technology. Is somebody ready? I want you to clap your hands well. Clap it well. Boom, 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 boom. Clap your hands well. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. As you shout, start jumping. As you shout, jump. As you shout, jump. Shout to your father's house. Shout to your mother's house. Shout to your emperor. Let the walls of limitation, let them come down now. As you shout, let the walls break. As you jump, let the Lord elevate you. Come on, let ayaya. Church, are you ready for your next level? Are you ready for your next level? Clap and scream. Aye. Hallelujah. I want you to tell your neighbor, tonight I'll be more blessed than you. Oh, look for somebody and tell them tonight. Say, after tonight, I'll be more blessed than you. I'll marry earlier than you. Tonight, I will enter my destiny earlier than you. I don't know whether you are ready. Turn to somebody and say, after tonight, I see things turning around for me. Do you believe it at all? Do you believe it at all? Clap your hands, stamp your feet, stamp it, and give the Lord the last shout. Hallelujah! Wow! Clap your hands for Jesus. Wow! We don't take this privilege for granted at all. Wow. Alabaster. I like the way you are doing it. Because the supernatural moves on the frequency of sound. So the more you shout, the more we move the spirit. Revival 2022. I don't know whether you are ready. Them where they don't know, they go know. Those who have not heard, they will hear of you. Those who have not seen, they will see. Alabaster, are you ready? I'm loving it already. But I want to give honor to whom on the crowd is here. Untie Krabetie. Wow. I don't know what to say, but I want to give honor to whom honor is due. Wow. What a man of God. Oh, this is our daddy. Me, I have been in school with Pastor Mehdi in Adesanya College. And also in University of Ghana. So yesterday I heard that only the KNUST people were here. I think we need to change it and correct it. We are correcting it. Hallelujah. And so, through Pastor Mehdi, I got to know our father. But if you're in Ghana here and you don't know Prophet Dr. Kofi Ojoo, then I don't know which planet you drop from. Amen. This our father is one of the people God has dropped for us in this end time. Master, the courage, the boldness. Because this end time, one of the things God is doing is he's raising an army. Oh, an army. God's end time. Oh, as you are clapping, slap your enemies. Slap them. And one of the generals of this end time, one of God's choicest servants in this end time, and the nations of the earth. I mean, when you see a prophet, a prophecy is more than name mentioned in all those things. It's an office. And the prophet typifies, it typifies the office. He is the office. He carries it. And He encapsulates it. When you look at our father, he's one of God's choicest servants of the land. Whether it's white, it is white. If it is black, it is black. I remember some time ago when I was doing a test service in my church, I was just waiting for the service and I was watching some videos and I saw Papa preaching and teaching. I think it's a short clip that I saw. When I saw it, I said, "Wait, Jimmy can cry, yeah?" I saw! And I said, "Yes, these are the prophets we need in this end time." I said, "Wait, Jimmy can cry, yeah?" I saw! Our Father, so Nyame. Nyansa! Wow. Papa,
We are so blessed to have you in the generation. And our Mama Dede Oduo, we salute you. The way you are clapping your hand is as if you want us to enter the Ukrainian war. Let us celebrate, Mama. Mama, we love you. Papa, we love you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I don't take it lightly at all. We coming from Tema to this place. It's like moving from Living to Alabaster. It's like moving from Ghana to London. I mean, this is an international pulpit for us. Hey, I don't know who you are now. I said this is our international pulpit. Papa, we honor you. We love you. God bless you. We have a powerful revival week from Monday to this time. I've been following throughout. Wow. Reverend George Nante talked about the church being bewitched. Wow. By God. Prophet Reverend Elvis Ajiman. My God, it was too much. Powerful ministration about paying the price. My God, the third day, the preaching machine. Me, I've told you, if you clap, you are slapping your enemies. Slap them. The preaching machine. I saw the way he entered Genesis and explained revival, entered Revelation, entered everywhere. I said, Charlie. It's as if they want to preach as something now. And yesterday, Apostle Randy, revival. The way you are shouting, I like it. Wow. I believe that this revival is very prophetic. I believe God is sending a message to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. I want to salute my own wife. I came with my own wife. Celebrate her for me. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate her. Me, the way I am. Today, we are going to, the way I am, and the way we work for a long time. We're in GS, primary together, GSS together, SSS together. We are going to boom, opa. She is Lady Pastor Sewa Edu. Lady Pastor Sewa Edu from the Living Door Chapel. All this thing I learned it from Dr. Randy. This is yesterday. So I am doing practice. I am practicing what I learned. I don't do well with a lot of pleasantries and things like that. But I'm learning very well. Hallelujah. And beginning now. This week has been a blessed week. It has been an awesome week. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I also came with some of my brothers. I came. Oh, God bless you. God bless you for receiving them. From my left, this is Prophet Prince Amu David. Prophet Prince Amu David is anointed by God in the area of prayer, intercession, prophetic delivery, the word of God, and stirring up the atmospheres of God through music. Clap your hands for him. When I miss you, Miss Yandra. I learned it yesterday. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we have in the middle Reverend Perry Loco. Prophet Perry Loco from the Victory Bible Church International. He is a minstrel. I believe some of us might know him when it comes to standing in front to give us some few to stir up the atmosphere. In this end time, we sing the voice of heaven. The Bible says, and the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. And I believe that something is about to happen in this generation. Hallelujah. He's one of the first-time people that God uses to stir the atmosphere. He's a teacher and the preacher of the word of God, a prophet as well. And also my brother, lawyer, Kweku Asabre Mensah, Jabe Mensah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things you will need in this end time is togetherness. So I was watching, I saw Prophet Akonai over here. I saw Reverend Samba, Emmanuel Samba over here. I saw Reverend Jeripano over here. I saw all of it. From the beginning till this time, it's amazing what God is doing in this end time. One thing that is not going to make we can be sure of the fact that the kingdom of darkness will not last. One of the reasons is that we know that any kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. We see the kingdom of darkness fighting each other. Witches, they hate each other. Wizards, Satan uses hatred to motivate them. That is one thing that we know. But in us, in among us Christians, the Bible says, let brotherly love continue. And so when you see brotherly love like that, then you see that God is in their midst. Because where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord is present in their midst. So when you see what God is doing through our Father in this revival, you see that it is serious. It is serious. And the opportunity for us young people who are coming, the next generation, it is amazing. And so by the end of the program, I'll say what I saw and I'll say what I see. And I believe that God will bless you and I. Lift up your two hands. 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 Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Kapatos andelebos adeyatos. Kanteribiatos. If you speak in other tongues, begin to speak in other tongues. Akandiribiandos. Le katarabasi. Maso mi nito maso na ingamia ye.
Wunin ya wunin.
Hey.
Miri sats ni ye owa. Obiti solo. Osuruni femua. Oy ni kasiye.
Yeah.
And you pray, Ruben, to me, lift up the voice, watch it. What you say is what you do. I am not a Messiah. You never fail. You never change. You were faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. You are too faithful to disappoint me. Say, you're proving yourself.
Then give yourself be my life.
And then come to realize.
And then come to realize.
You are faithful.
You are too faithful to fail me.
You are faithful. You are faithful.
You are too faithful to fail me.
You are all that matters.
Yeah.
Lift your two hands. Wow. I just cannot imagine how heaven will be like. Lift up your two hands and thank him for just 5 seconds and let us enter into his word. Kabadaba sahadaba. Zebakata rabadaba zabayo. Shekete kara da 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 da. Hey, don't hold back. Kapato sahadaba. Speak in other tongues. Kepote saha. Yeto karadosa. Leko paradaba. Zekoto paradabos. Zeparadoseha. Jesus. Lift your two hands. Let me pray. Holy Father. Wonderful God. Oh Jesus. Lion of the tribe of Judah. The ancient of the ancient. The rose of Sharon. The lily of the valley. Fairer than 10,000. And altogether lovely. We are before you, O Lord. We are before you. We've been before you, O God. Before time. In eternity. We are before you in time. From Monday till this time, you have been with us. It has not been by might, nor by power. It has been by your power, your presence, your spirit. Spirit of the Lord, as I come to share your word with my brethren on this exalted altar, increase, increase as I decrease. Open my eyes like never before. Open my ears like never before. Touch these lips of clay. Let them bring forth your oracles. Line must be upon line. And precept upon precept. Here a little. And there a little. Lift us up where we belong. We give you glory because you have heard us. We know you have heard us. And you've answered us. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray the thanksgiving. Amen. I want you to sit down on the heads of your enemies humbly. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Now we have been blessed by the grace of God throughout the week. We have been blessed by revival, by walking away from demonic bewitchment. On Monday, the man of God spoke from Galatians chapter 3. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that having started in the spirit, you've entered up in the flesh? To whom that Jesus Christ was clearly made visible with miracles, signs, and wonders." Oh, on Tuesday, we were entreated and revived by the chief Alpharian as he opened up his spirit and opened the scriptures and broke the bread left, right, and center. By the time myself I finished watching it, I started repenting again. I started going to my closet again. And by the grace of God, Dr. Justice Avevo, the apostle of God, came with fire to stir us up. revival by the move of the Spirit of God. On Thursday, Apostle Randy also brought us the word. When he got to the place, when he talked about why do you suffer the things of men? How we can move away from meaningless enterprise, things that have no eternal value, so that we can now move into things that are of God, that is so winning. How he broke the word and made us to understand that all the miracles of God, they go to lead up to the soul that must be won. I have come to just add up to it. I have just come to add up to it. Today, my message is holy war. Holy war. Yes, holy war. Holy war. That is the message that the Lord gave me, and I pray that your spirit man will be lifted up and charged. Because God wants to lift us from where we are to where we belong. There is where you are, and there is where we belong. Even in the purely spiritual, esoteric things, there is where you are, where the church is, and there is where the church belongs. I believe that we have preached revival, and we are not the first people to preach it. But you see that as the years go by, and the days come along, you notice that iniquity still keeps on growing. I believe very well that you know very well, you know it. Last time night, I was listening to Papa when Papa was saying that open a coffee. And I was asking myself, after all we have heard, because there have been many, wow, them. And so that be one pastor. I love this woman. Then you look at it and you see that after all the preaching and after all the prayers and after all the gadgets and the things that are available for the end time church, you look at it and you see that still it's as if we have done nothing at all. Some of the products of the revival. Revival does not have many definitions. You can't define it in one way or another way, because somebody can say revival is the fire of God. Revival brings purity. We can only talk about the manifestations. Bible says that like the wind, it blows from where we do not know, and it goes to where we cannot tell. We hear the sound of it. So also is he, and what is born of the Spirit. So it means that if revival is born of the Spirit, we cannot actively and adequately define it. We can only tell of the manifestations and the fruit of revival. Some of the fruit of revival is purity. It means that when you are revived, when the fire of God comes upon you, you cannot do anything than to walk in purity. Some of the manifestations of revival is that revival brings increase of salvation. The hand of the Lord will be lifted. It's not a definition. It is what? It's an effect. It is an effect, a manifestation of the revival of Almighty God. So many people will come to the house of God when revival breaks in the city. One of the things God has been telling me is to take the city for him and pray so that more people will be won unto him. Some of the effects of revival or the manifestations of revival is that you see that people that were weak will become strong. And the prophet said, so let the weak say, I am strong. Whenever there is a move of God, even though that felt like giving up, they stand and they move in the power of Elohim. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my builder, the one that holds me. In the revival, you also see some miracles, signs, and wonders. You also see the hand of the Lord. But I ask myself, why is it that all these things sometimes seem to happen and we still keep on moving moving backwards. It's as if we are tipsy, as if said the encounter be and say a cry. Why is it that things like this happen? And as if now in revival, people's eyes and attention are turned from other things and they attend to God. Why is it that now in this dispensation, the church cannot even compete with football, a small ball with air inside? Everybody moves to what Ghana match, Christians included. When revival, why does revival tarry in our days? Why does revival tarry in this end time? And that is what you and I, we must deal with, because there are prophecies that God has released from the days of the Old to the New Testament. For instance, in the Bible tells us in Haggai chapter 2, the verse number 9, it says, "For the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former." What it means is that whatever we have seen in the Bible people did, we must do more. It will go higher. But why is it that it seems like many times when we are talking about revival, we say even the Bible people, it's as if we have not made progress at all. So when I kept on thinking of it, the Lord said, I have summarized it in a certain way, there must be a holy war. So long as the church does not fight, you can preach revival and nothing will happen, because there are spirits that are behind, there are spirits that are fighting, there are spirits from the pit of hell that cause people to steal, that cause people to kill, that cause people to destroy. Are you ready? That cause people to walk astray. What I'm saying is that, young sister, as you are here at the sound of my voice, you know you don't need to have sex with somebody's husband, but some way, somehow, after hearing this tale, you move towards it. So what brings revival is more than teaching. What brings revival is more than preaching. What brings revival is more than English and grammar. What brings revival is that there must be, and the church must have, the mentality and take cognizance of the fact that there is a holy war to be fought. Because out of somewhere and out of the pits of hell, that is when the powers of darkness engineer stealing, they engineer adultery, they engineer the setback of the church, they engineer all the things we see around. They don't just happen. Anchor knowledge that we know we must not do it. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said, "The things I do not want to do, that is what I do, but the things I must do, I cannot do it." In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, Paul said again, he said, "And I besought the Lord 3 times that this might depart from me, but he said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." And you look at it, some say it was a sin that Paul used to do, some say it was an infirmity. Somewhere, somehow, you notice that Paul was not getting to do and enter the places that he wanted to enter with the Lord. He could not have it. So I began to set the scriptures. I began to look into it, and I said, until we attack revival from the root, we can talk about fire. The fire will come, we will go back. We are talking about soul winning. Yesterday, a very powerful word about soul winning. But how many of us have won souls today? How many of us have now begun to fast and pray for 8 hours? Because on Tuesday, I heard the man of God talk about
praying for 8 hours, but I know that many of us might not even have gotten there for 1 hour. And I asked myself, God, why is this so? And the Lord said to me, until my people get to understand that there is a warfare angle to revival, we cannot be able to be lifted up. Because until my people get to understand, we are not on this earth for fanfare. This earth planet is not a playground. It is a battlefield. Until you and I get to understand that there are powers that stop revival, there are powers that contend, there are spirits that say no to soul winning, there are spirits that say no to purity, there are spirits that say no to righteousness. Until we go to the root and deal with it from the root, there is no way we will get to the top. There is no way we will walk in revival. There is no way we will enter the glory that the Lord has instituted for the church. And so I searched and I searched, and the Bible took me, God took me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 18. I want us to read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Oh, look at it, 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 look at it. People are not stopped by the rain. No. They are not hindered by money, lack of money. No, no, no. People are not hindered. No. People are not hindered by something, small, small thing. No, it's not because the girl's bottles is bigger than their wife. No. People are not hindered by that. Paul said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. We would have come to you. Then he says, even I, Paul. What is he talking about? He's talking about a man that was circumcised on the 8th day. When we talk about Pharisees, those concerned the law, he was a Pharisee. When we talk about those that were anointed by God, Paul was part of them. When we talk about those that had a tangible encounter, Paul wrote about half of the New Testament. Paul was an example we must follow. He even got to a place said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul was so anointed. But Paul got to a point and said to the men of Thessalonica, he said, wherefore we would have come unto you with all our anointing. We would have come unto you. Even I, Paul, I tried once, I tried twice, but Satan hindered me. It means so long as Satan is in town, 33 people, me number one, you are number 54. So long as Satan is in church, there will be no revival. Except the church begin to understand that the manifestation of the end time church is in its confrontation. Until we confront, we cannot manifest. It says Satan hindered Apostle Paul. Satan stopped Apostle Paul. Satan prevented Apostle Paul. He said, I could have come with the revival. It was not that I lack knowledge. It was not that I lacked wisdom. It was not like I lacked the knowledge of the books. In fact, Apostle Paul was one of the most knowledgeable people that even Peter got on to say, when he reads some of Apostle Paul's letters, he did not understand them. Apostle Paul was so dedicated that he heard on man on Tuesday that he was with 40 minus one lashes. We heard about what Satan would do to Apostle Paul. We knew how he went through many things in fastings often. We heard it on Tuesday in suffering often. But he heard this thing. He said, I wanted to come to Thessalonica. I read my Bible. I prepared well. I even read well. I even separated myself. But Satan hindered me. It means that because of Satan, whatever God sent Paul to teach the people of Thessalonica, the revival, the fire that God wanted Paul to take to Thessalonica, it could not manifest because of Satan. If Satan is allowed, you will not even have one person attending any church in this city. If Satan is permitted, he will kill, he will steal, he will destroy. If Satan is permitted, he will run out upon the city and make all of us useless. There is a reason and there is a force, Papa. Reason why many people are located in the beer bar. There is a reason why people are walking at some encampment half naked. There is a reason why people are taking Jamador over there. The church knows that the Bible has said go ye out, but we are not going out. There is a reason why they are still sinners. There is a reason why there is darkness upon the earth. Why? Because of Satan. Because Satan had been left. He said in Revelation chapter 12 that the devil was cast out into the earth. And I heard the voice that said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for your adversary the devil has come like a wolf, like a lion, like a demon, like a power. And our adversary has come to destroy many. He said, therefore, a slow meninge assassinate a pumo mundiye, because Satan. So for the church to enter into the viper, the church must deal with Satan. The church must deal with witches. The church must deal with principalities. And so Paul, who was a commander of the armies of the Lord on the days of a walk in this earth, Apostle Paul said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God, to pulling down strongholds, bringing down imaginations, bringing down high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. There are some high things, there are some principalities. That is the reason why we preach holiness, but there is no holiness. There are some power. That is why we preach. We preach sanctity, and there is no sanctity. There is a reason why there is a reason why people come to church on Sunday, and on Saturday they go back to their hometown and they tie things around their waist. There is a reason why in Ghana you look at all the television stations and you are confused. There is a reason why, with all that we know as the church, still some of our pastors will go and they'll bow before the chief imam and say, lay your hands on me. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness from your father's house, from your mother's house, from the territorial space of Accra, Africa, China, USA, Ayata. There are territorial powers. This is why revival tarries. This is why we still remain the same. But tonight, as you clap your hands, as you stamp your feet, and as you shout, let the fire of God enter your father's house, enter your mother's house. There is a holy war. I said there is a holy war. I said there is a holy war. There is a holy war. There is a holy war. My God, you see Christians saying, don't call for fire. Because Jesus told Elijah, he told them that you don't know the spirit you have. But this same Jesus enters the temple of God and he sees men selling. They are selling and buying. They are doing all their trade. I heard that in those days, when even you bring your goods from the house, the high priest servant will call you.
He said, this goat is not holy. There is a holy goat that is located in my house. The high priest goat is more holy. This is the prescribed goat. If you bring your own money, he said, change it from the high priest. They were all manner of stupid things. And Jesus entered the temple. We call it the ministry of the whip. He entered the temple. When he got into the temple, my Bible tells me he took a whip, overturning the tables of the witches and the wizard, the tables of the Pharisee and the high priest, the tables of all the powers that be in the temple. And he made an emphatic statement. He said unto them, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Then he showed us why there is no revival in the temple, because according to the prophet, the prophet Haggai, he saw temples. He saw the first temple. It was the temple that belonged to a man, that belonged to Solomon. And he saw another temple. Solomon's temple was an anointed temple. Solomon's temple, everything was gold. In fact, everything was orderly. They offered sacrifice. If somebody got sick, he entered Solomon's temple, they were healed. And Bible says that when the day Solomon prayed, it was not Elijah that called fire down first. Solomon could pray, go down on his knees and pray, and fire will come down. The Bible says the priest of the Lord, they could not even stand to minister. Ayakatoka barada, ayatoksatata, ayeketo parada. They could not stand to minister, to declare. They could not stand because Holy Ghost, God has taken over. When God comes to town, he does not come to cooperate. He does not come to negotiate. When God comes to town, he comes to take over. And when God takes over, the sickness must go. We don't fake miracles. When God comes to town, revival comes to town. When God comes to town, we don't serve a dead God. I didn't hear your shout. I didn't hear your... We serve a living God. We serve the God of the heavens and the earth. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so Solomon's temple was a powerful edifice that had the temple, the covenant box of God. It had the pot that was full of the manna. It had Aaron's rod that budded. In the temple, the cherubim overlooked the mercy seat. It was a powerful temple that was built by revelation. And now, after the captivity, Haggai said, there is a temple that is coming. The glory of that temple, it shall be greater than the temple of Solomon. Is somebody here? It shall be more mighty than the temple of Solomon. And so they waited to see whether they will notice and see any temple after the temple of Solomon. Antiochus the Fourth built a temple. Herod the Great built a temple, and they saw that it was inferior to the temple of Solomon. And so they asked themselves, how? But on that afternoon, when Jesus entered the temple, my Bible tells me, after overturning the tables, after breaking the chairs, after scattering, after entering a holy war, some of us might not know, by the reason that needed for us to think they can kill Jesus is because of what Jesus did, that single thing. But he did that it might be fulfilled what the prophet has said, that the zeal of your law has taken over me. And after Jesus did that, he spoke a word and said, break down, 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 break down. Any satanic temple, Ayata, are you ready for holy war? Any witchcraft temple in Accra, we declare break down. Any witchcraft temple, we declare break down. Any
Any occultic temple, break down. Any satanic temple, we declare, break down. Let your voice and shout. Kateleba, Zeparadaba. He said, break down this temple, and I shall rebuild it in 3 days. And Bible said they didn't know. He was not talking about the temple of the Lord, or the temple of the temple of Herod, because God Almighty does not dwell in temples built with hands. He was talking about the temple of his body. Ayakataraba, the temple of his body. That was the temple that Haggai the prophet saw. That was the temple he saw. The first temple was a temple built with human hands. No matter how wise Solomon was, Jesus said, a wiser than Solomon is here. No matter how anointed Solomon was, he said, anointed David was, a greater than Abraham is here. So he was talking about the body, the temple of his body. The Bible says, for we are his body, we are his flesh, and we are his bones. So the temple he's talking about is the church of God, which is bigger and better than the temple of Solomon, the temple of Ahab. He's talking about you and I. His body is you and I. He lives in us. I said the Lord lives in us. I said the Lord lives in your children. I said the Lord lives in us. The Lord does not dwell. Ayakadaba. Clap your hands. Stamp your feet now. Stamp it, stamp it, stamp it, stamp it. Give the Lord a shout. It's a breakdown. This temple. Talking about the temple of his body. My God. Talking about you and I. The temple of his body. So, hey guy said, Osofo, come, come and see something. I went and I saw the first house. And I saw the glory of the first house. When we talk about the glory, we are talking about the splendidness, the majesty, the splendor, the grandeur, the power, the beauty. We are talking about the weight. We are talking about the measure. We are talking about gross. We are talking about totality, the anointing. And so we look at the old temple. We see men like Abraham that could offer their sons on the altar. The Bible said by faith, Abraham, when God asked him to come out of his father's house, he left not knowing where he was going. When we talk about people that have faith, we'll talk about Abraham. When we talk about the music that God loves, I saw from the old temple, the temple of David, playing songs. We have singing and we have singing the voice of heaven. I declare unto 33 people after today, whether you are watching online, you can catch this anointing. I declare after today, yeah, we will not just sing or sing the better on your compound. Aqua must in Jom, or commanding Jom, sir, and Radin Yan Copon. I didn't know suit. Ayaya, unto Maya Cassia, Dayawa. That was the song that was able to make a demon possessed king to rise up and be healed. We are talking about Solomon that represented well for God in the old temple. We are talking about Moses that was meek and faithful in all his house. So when we talk about faithfulness, when we talk about greatness, when we talk about majesty, we can talk about Moses that came from the old temple. Walk around. We talk about Isaiah. Isaiah ni Yohani. Ekelai from the old temple. Mansasana to be why? Mansana to be. What's up? Come on. Yeah, get it. What? I got you. Yeah. We are talking about people that have eagle eye. They can stand 4,000 years before the birth of Christ, and they can say a virgin shall conceive and be with child, and it comes to pass about 2,000 years after. You see, a virgin gives birth. We are not talking about simple men. We are talking about men that was grazed. And still, hey guys, set a temple that is coming. It means some of us here in this end time, the unction. I'm talking to only 33 people. Me, number one. You are number 54. Only 33. I am going to count it right now. One. I am counting the two. Some of us will have an anointing. A glory is coming down. I said the glory is coming down. It will be greater than Solomon. It will be greater than Isaiah. It will be greater than Moses. It will be greater than Ahab. It will be greater than Noah. That was the prophecy. That was the prophecy. The prophet that God is bringing.
So it is an error to always be saying, I want the anointing of Elijah. Because Elijah is in the former temple. 33 people are coming. No, you are number 54. I speak upon your life. Hey, I said I speak upon your life. I touch the altar of God. And I touch my head. I point towards you. I declare, under the unction of our Father, those who are shouting and those who are celebrating, I prophesy as you celebrate, may the Lord lift you up from where you are to where you belong. The way you are shouting, clap your hands and shout. Well. Of his body, he's talking about the temple of his body. My God, he said, I saw someone coming from the latter temple. He looked like a man. I couldn't see him well, but he was tall and slender and very handsome. I didn't see whether there was hair upon his head, but all I heard was tear. Look at the way you are clapping. He was coming from the latter temple. He was coming from the latter temple. I see businessmen here that shall be more prosperous than Solomon. If you shout it, you take it. I see men that shall rise up more powerful than Moses. I see people stepping out from where they are to where they belong. Who am I talking to? Who am I speaking to? Are you ready for your next level? Inside, how can this be? Is that the zeal of the Lord? The zeal of the Lord. The zeal of the Lord. The zeal of the Lord shall accomplish it. Clap your hands and scream. Come on, church.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Can you join me saying, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord.
why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that after all these men of faith, after all they have done, they without us are not the perfect. Because there is a generation coming. There is a generation coming. When the writer of the book of Hebrews looked, he said, God, who makes his angel spirit but his ministers a flame of fire. It means there is a people coming, Papa, that carry fire. They are not just carrying fire. They are a flame of fire. Oh, when we talk about John Wesley, he was a flame of fire. When we talk about Charles Wesley, the songs are being sung now. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. When we talk about Hussein, the one that went to speak the word of God to the Native Americans, he was not a normal person. Thorndike. When we talk about Tyndale, oh, they were not normal people. John Wycliffe that gave his life to be able to write the English Bible. They were not normal people. John Calvin. When we talk about this great man that could stand and argue and they stand for Christ, they were not normal people. John Hus. Most of the things we are enjoying about communion, you come about praying on your own, they came from men like this, because the Almighty God has determined that this new dispensation, they shall be better in spite of what they did. They shall be better than the old. I came to tell you that it is a deception for you to think that those in the Bible, they shall be better than us. God, they without us are not made perfect. I came to tell somebody that get yourself ready, church, for our King Jehovah now. Why? Because in this end time, the hosts of hell are marching. The hosts of hell, they are no more in the pit anymore. They are on the television. They are no more on the pit anymore. They are all around. They are now dressing short. They are now smiling in church. And the sad part is that they are not even moved away from church. They are sitting in the church. They are the one that Jesus referred to as the den of thieves. So long as the den of thieves, the synagogue of Satan, are made to relax in the church, there shall be no revival. So long as our elders are part of the Freemason and the Illuminati, there shall be no revival. He talked about the den of thieves. We are talking about satanic agents parading and masquerading as angels of light, sitting in the choir, lifting their voice. Nothing like the move of God. Everything is emotional, and so there shall be no revival. And so one day, in the dissertation of Jesus, he asked a question. He said, why saith the scribe that Elias shall come and restore all things? It means that there can come a move. There will come a generation that shall move in the spirit and the anointing of Elias. What was Elias known for? Elias was a man like you and I, and he prayed 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 and he prayed. The tsunami rising up. He prayed. He prayed. The tsunami. He prayed. Rising up. He prayed. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. He prayed. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. So Elijah the Tishbite, from the inhabitants of the men of Gilead, came to the king. He said, by my word, I'm telling you, revival don't come because you are winning so slow. You must enforce a holy war. We must take the battle to the gates. That is why we have heard powerful messages. We are still like that. We must take them. There is an army rising up. He went to Ahab. So by my word, there shall be no rain. There shall be no dew. except I speak. Then started jogging. Started jogging. He went to the east in Terif, where a raven was given a command by God to feed him. There was no rain. Elijah came again.
Said,
There shall be rain. You know why? People are running to the mosque nowadays. They see power. They see glory. They see miracles. Let nobody lie to you that miracles, signs, and wonders, they are not important. In this time, want to go to the book, want to by one miracle, a woman went to Samaria, brought all the people. This is the glory of God. God is raising people here. They shall move in power. They shall move in anointing. They shall move in glory. But they must dine the holy war. Papa, when Elijah came, God said, go and tell, show yourself to Ahab, and I'll send rain. When he went to Ahab, as soon as Ahab saw him, he said, you are the troublemaker of Israel. It means you are the one that is causing things to happen, bad things to happen. You are the one that is holding, things are not happening well. He said, it is you and your father's house that is the one causing revival not to break forth. For so long as Jezebel has their walls, the witches and the wizards, the people that serve in the groove, those that bow down to Baal, how can there be rain? He said, for how long, 1 Kings chapter 18, shall we be torn between two opinions? If God is God, let him be worshipped. If Baal be God, let Baal be worshipped. Then Elijah rebuilt the broken altars of the Lord, and he set it fire. He said, you to do the same thing. And they did the same thing. And he said, now call on your God. And they called on their God from morning to evening. And Elijah said, the God that answered by fire, I see a fire generation. No, this amen is too weak. I said, I see a fire generation. 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 Those who are standing will get their own faster. I see a fire generation. Those who are shouting will get their own faster. As you shout, 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 clap and shout. Elijah shall come.
The fire came down. It consumed the sacrifice, consumed the stones, licked the water, destroyed everything. Elijah shall come. And then he gathered all the witches, all the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of the group, all the prophets of the 450, 400, the prophets of Astaroth, gathered them, and he slaughtered them. And the people shouted, the Lord is God. You see, it didn't come because Elijah was talking about, just get born again. But Satan hindered him. Elijah attacked the roots. He attacked the root. It is high time when we come to church. And we say when we come to church, we should be nice. I don't believe in that. I believe there might be some spiritual rascality, some brutality, some wild men that when they sit in the church and witches want to enter the church, they look at you, they turn back. They look at you, they turn back. There must be some people that carry some fire. Holy war. Holy war. Don't forget the theme is holy war. You are too nice. You are too nice. Even your prayer, the way you pray, kashapatapa, at Timothy God's prayers, it is time for us to lose the gears. So in the days of John the Baptist until now, are you with me, sir? 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 Since the days of John the Baptist until now, since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, suffering violence. It is a warfare, not the talk to talk. Paul said, my preaching and my speech was not with enticing words of human wisdom, but with the demonstration of spirit and power.
that henceforth your faith be not founded on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
When they make,
I am talking about what we keep it, Papa.
The end time revival, Papa. The day that Reverend Elvis preached, Tuesday at dawn, I was praying. My son came to knock our door. The mother said, "Ebo, ebo no bo mno, ebo." And I'm saying, "Ah." My uncle said, "Then I ano, I'm at school too, I'm going school." Then I ano. I said, "Papa, pray with me." I said, "Papa, pray with me. I need you to pray with me. Let's pray, Papa." I said, "Why?" He said, "Mama said she had a dream. In the dream, you are gone to heaven. You disappear, go to heaven. And when you went to heaven, we were the only ones left in the house. It was so real. I don't want to go to hell. I see a generation coming." Hey. I said, "I see a generation coming. You will not preach. You might not even preach. You might not even be able to teach. But as you pass near where you work, I said, as you pass near where you work, as you clap your hands, you are receiving it. As you pass near where you work, I see a generation. There was a generation. The days of Papa can be taken." There's this book he has, "Understand the Anointing." He said, "There was a man of God. All his anointing was spit on you. Spitting on you. But to show, it is so. So, but now our cancer." Papa, you can say, "Me, boom, me, 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 open," said, "when you fra, pia." That was his anointing. There are some of us in this generation after the holy war. Oh. On Sadan say the American as you won. Utiema won. Utiema. A dear be a woman, mammy fear. A dear be a woman, papa fear. As you shout. As you scream. As you jump, I prophesy, receive the grace. Can you imagine? They you pull, hey, yeah, sorry, for 6 years, six members. He moved to another place. I said, "Your main friend." I said, "Your main friend." 6 years, six members. I said, "Your main friend, Bishop Oyedepo." And then, now, are you fine? The Lord said to him, "If you sit here and keep on preaching, teaching without fighting, you will not get anything." God said, "Go and wait upon me for 3 days." When he went to before God, Kabata Pasha, 3 days, holy war. Who said that? Yaminsra, what? Yaminsra. And we brought war. We are taking the battle to the gate. As you are clapping, your children are receiving anointing. I like the way the sister is clapping over there. As you are shouting, you are waiting holy war. Hey! Oh, there is a demonic cloud. You can't fire, I'll say, unkabi. You can't say, ja, also unkabi. Because you are going to walk in love. Don't worry. Walk in love. Walk in love. Satan is a very dangerous demon. He hindered Apostle Paul. Walk in love. You can't love now. Be muntias here. Can't say love, they say. Oh, I love you. And it is kisses. No. Love is stronger than death. Many waters cannot quench love. Love is a fire. It is not a normal thing. Can you imagine? When he got there, Odu, Nasoen, and Obompai, and I may say cloud now left here. From then, people started coming to church. I pray for you. as you wait holy war. Hey. People will start coming to our churches. Because the one that is resisting us, he has to fall down. He has to fall down. He has to fall down. He has to fall down.
Kenneth Hagin, in the days of Papa Kenneth Hagin, he went to a church. I heard it from Papa. I heard it from Papa the last time I came here. He said when he went to the church, come and see. He saw the church was not growing. And I'm missing a vision. In the vision, he saw a demon-like monkey. The banner of fire, because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, they are mighty through God. So, to the tooling down or struggle, what it means is that the weapon of the Christian is not AK-47. I'm telling you, they are not carnal. Some of us, our weapon is that we stamp our feet. Some of us, we clap our hands. That is why the psalmist said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout with a voice of triumph. Unto the victory, we are waging the holy war. Shout with a voice of triumph. Unto victory. We are waging the holy war. We are waging the holy war.
When he prayed, said the whole church got to pray. As they prayed, suddenly, the monkey fell down like this. Pah! Started rolling like a ball. Fast, oh, like a ball. Fast. Straight. There was a discotheque across the street. The monkey entered the disco. As soon as he entered the disco, fire. It erupted into flames. Pow! That was the end of the trouble of the church. Any monkey hanging on your head.
Ah, what you say? Yeah, holy war, what you say? Then our patrono. Any power hanging around us. Some of us, it is your face. Some of us, it is the dress you wear. Any attack of the enemy. Ay. Any attack on your totem. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. We don't serve a dead God. I see the Lord rising for you. I see the Lord rising for you. We are doing the holy war. We see the Lord rising for you. Receive it now. What did you make? Who can sing and coupon by so many say?
The end of revival is the glory of the Lord. If you are revived, Mama, we will see God's glory all around you. If you are revived, you will see God's glory. When you read the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 5, these are the last things I will say. 1 Samuel chapter 5, when you check the Bible, go there for me and let me end. I'm telling you, your warfare determines your welfare. Your warfare determines your welfare. If you don't fight, if the church doesn't fight, Muslims will be billionaires. We leave the house morning 6. We come back at 10 p.m. And all we are looking for is money. All we are looking for is that you need Juma Kakra. All you are looking for, Papa, they are people fighting battles. Some of them, they are fighting battles of barrenness. And because there is no holy war, I said the glory of my people has turned black. It has turned dark. So you see Christians going to all manner of places to look for solution. Where is the power? Because they have been told that they must love one another. They have been told their prayers must be nice. But the last time I heard Jesus, he said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about violence, we are talking about something that causes harm, something that causes injury and possibly death. It means until now, when you pray, donate some to the powers of darkness, donate some to the kingdom of hell, donate some to territorial powers, donate some to frenemies, donate some when you pray, donate some to ancestral powers, donate some to the powers that be, and say, as I pray, let the fire fall. As I pray, anything from the water, I kill you. May the name is Sanon Krante. It might not make sense to the normal person. You say, as I go for evangelism, any man or woman that has made himself a limas in that city, a limas mass, there!
I'm the Amosa Keka Christopher. Anyhow, churches don't have glory. Yet me, yeah, I'm paying for keke. No monam, no monam. No a far book. I say Bible is no more, no a sin. No a sin. Can you imagine if we go into holy war? Why are Muslims growing? They have jihad. They have placed it in their mind. Say, contend endlessly for the faith. Because certain men have crept into the house of God. They have invaded the house of God. Ladies and gentlemen, they captured the glory of the church and they took it to a house called the house of Dagon in 1 Samuel chapter 5. When they took it, now listen, the covenant box it stood for the glory of God, the presence of God. It stood for everything that they had. They brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. Some of us, they've stolen our glory. We can say, when they're better than revival, let me tell you, if you are hungry, you won't go out. If you are thinking about how to marry, you won't go out. There is something that is causing those thoughts. There is something that is causing those hunger. There is a spirit behind it. We are church. So we need to understand. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. Oh yes, today I didn't come to preach so that you cry. I didn't come to preach so that you sit down and cry. I come to preach so that you get up your loins. You chest out and square your shoulder and believe that Jesus has given you power to trample upon the serpent and the scorpion. Today I come to tell you, you carry a glory. Wage a holy war. Get into the kingdom of darkness. Lift up your voice. Beat your plowshares into spears, your pruning hooks, into sword. Prepare for war. Revival is not always about crying. It's not always about lying down. It's not always about gentleness. Or sometimes revival, many a time it's about getting up your loins and saying, no, what God has said, we want to enforce it. We want to put it there. What God has said, we want to see it happen. Revival is about saying yes to the Lord, saying no to demonic encroachment. And so when they put the ark of that God there, look at what happened. The glory of God. They call out cry. The cowboard. The glory is not there. This Sunday, he rather leave his church and go and sit by a football match. He sees some glory there. When they put it there, look at what God did. I'm going to show you about Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. In their before at not comfortably. Don't pray against witches. Love your enemies. Jesus said, do you think I came to bring peace on this earth? No peace, but the sword. To set at variance. Father against mother. No, I'm not talking about go and cut somebody's head. To set at variance. It's a militant church. It's a church that is ready to do everything that the banner of the Lord shall be lifted at. It's a militant church. That is why the scribe said, Elijah must come to restore all things. So when they went there, I end. Go for me. The ark of the Lord, the glory of God, the God of Israel. And they captured and they put it there. Papa, many people that don't come to church and come to the Papa? Sir. Yes. Or year over time. Many people that are standing by the street and come to the I say, you don't need to, Job doesn't need to fornicate. Take all that he has. Job will curse you. He will curse you. Satan knows. If the glory is taken, we are nothing. The greatest tragedy is to be in life. A church without glory. No revival. No revival. No revival. You're going to plant it in three churches. The demon of poverty is sitting on your head. You're going to plant what? Again, Satan will hinder you. When the ark record there. Look at it. Look at it. Set by Dagon. Let's go, please. Let's go. And when day of Asdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face on the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him up in his place again. Jehovah the Mafia. Holy war. Yami, or your God of war. Okay? He is not just a lamb, he's also a lion. To the baby Christians, he is gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon the little child, support my simplicity. To the maturing, he's a lion. But to the fully matured, he's both the lion and the lamb. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me. Get to understand it. We are in holy war. That is why the church is here. He has ordained power in the mouth of babes and sucklings because of his enemies. Let me hurry up. Upon his face to the earth before them, and they took Dagon, and they set him up. And there, and we are there praying for revival, teaching about revival, or better than revival. Against each other. But God said, Dagon, the name of him, and they were also, they took, Dagon was falling. And please go, please, hurry up for me. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. They tell us the position of the face before the house of ark of the Lord. Some of us, God opened my eyes. I saw pillows. Yeah, they are cut. So the person that gave him the pillow was his own sister. So, if you are called to do in a certain office, just be there. Eh? Just be there. You will soon sum. The battle is not against flesh and blood. Nobody puts Dagon. Dagon fair. And the head and both the palms of his hand were cut off upon the threshold. Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Can you hear Jehovah the Mafia? Look at it. Let me end. Were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stamp of Dagon was left to him. Only the stamp. Now, Sauna, who feel far before. I said, you tell me that there are no witches. I said, suffer not a witch to live. Why? Because there is a holy war. Simple. Light and darkness, we don't dwell together. Look at it. And when they arose early in the morning, Dagon was falling in face. The head, both the palms, the hand were cut off. Go. Please, hurry up for me. Therefore, neither the priest of Dagon, nor any that come into Dagon's house, tread on the threshold of Dagon in Asdod unto this day. That's why some churches grow faster than some churches. Anyone who is a witch here, die. I curse you. Don't care. So your mouth pay for and the crown my canapa. We glorify your name. Nansinina ne pay. What is Dagon? Dagon was a marine spirit, half human, half fish. I said, no way. If revival is there, there will be holy war. Some people will stop church. Or the big never call. And so about or the big canny, or do I sorry, I say any power the after on the abasa of us anymore, you just run away. Souls will come into the church, increase will come to the church. We are not just going to take it. How can a man enter the house of a strong man to spoil his goods except he first binds the strong man? Then he spoils goods. I'm ending. Look at it. When you read verse 11, look at it, and I end. Verse 11. So they sent and gathered together the lords of the Philistines and said,
send away the ark.
Afen alabaster, yebeko the nations of the earth. Look at your brother that is not shouting and say, brother, what do you mean by that? I say, Afen asika ebaba asalunit. The people that took the ark, now they are saying, send away the ark. They are saying, send away the ark. I mean, send away the fire. Let the evangelism team stand up. Let the choir sing the voice of heaven. Let them arise. Let revival proper. Let it pray for. Send away the ark. Jehovah the Mafia. And let it go again
to his own place, that it slay us not. Say, God, that we should not kill those who are praying and say, enemies die. They send the ark away to his place. I'm ending. Send the ark away to the God of Israel. And let it go again to his own place. And slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout the city. The hand of God was heavy there. My God. Something is happening in Accra right now. Oh, the soldiers are clapping. Some of the soldiers are stamping their feet. I am ending. Some of the soldiers are sweating, they are shouting. There is a holy war.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And Satan taketh him to a high mountain. Verse 11. And the devil leaveth him. Okay, may say he take care of him. The next thing we see, he leave him. Can I talk to you? Some of you and come see our best soon. I mean, oh, and so one my before and a direct to life, evil spirit, he take care of you. I'll show Jesus, the journey too much, and the devil leave him. Stand on your feet, Jehovah the Mafia,
Kapataraba, Zaparabadaba. Zeparabaraba. If you speak in other tongues, let your voice and begin to speak. I like the way some of us have even begun clapping their hands.
Cymbals.
God's end time militia. An army is rising. Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Holy War. Kapeteleba. Zeperepetepe. Repelebelebe, sepelebelebe, yepelebelebe, lepelebelebe, sepelebelebe, kepelebelebe, sepelebelebe. Lepelebelebe,
lekato sadaha,
sepelebelebe, 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 sepelebelebe,
La
Padua, Sepelebelebe,
Come on, lift up your voice.
Jehovah the Mafia.
We touch the spiritual atmosphere. We hijack the atmosphere. Lift up your voice.
Holy War. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand.
Monsani Faso, you are praying this prayer. Jesus, ni Peter, ni John, ni man who, and now, I hear Judas not say. Satan has entered him. A do Peter so no. I say, he sought you, but I pray for you. Listen, this is the war. He battled for Peter. Judas, nobody pray for him. Lift up your hand.
Jesus!
I'm say, crucify him. Barabbas, free him. When the intercessors in the church are more than the accusers, the church wins. Mansasu. Jehovah the Mafia. Anybody planted in churches with the sole assignment, say, the greatness that should be on the church, they will wrestle and take it to the camp of the enemy. As you clap your hand, as I clap my hand, ready my giant personage.
Lift up your voice.
Clap your hand. We are people of position. We are making intercession. Jehovah the Mafia. God must arrive. Let God arrive. Any planting. Shabada. Rapadaba. 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 There is a holy war. Rapadaba. 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 Jesus. Lift up your hand.
In the name of Jesus.
You are saying, Lord, place in me some radicality, some rascality. In this end time, God
God is not just raising evangelists. He's not just raising apostles. He's just not raising prophets. He's also raising warriors. He's raising a militia. You are saying, Lord, as I clap my hands and pray, let the grace of battle of a warrior, let it come upon me. 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 Your last prayer. Clap your hands and begin to pray. Mighty man. Mighty man. Mighty man. Great man. People that have radicality. They are fearless. In this end time, raise them for us. Raise them for 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 us. Raise them for us. Raise me. Papataya. Rapadaba. Zapadaba. Rapadaba. 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 Clap your hands. Rapadaba. 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 Clap your hands. Rapadaba. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. Your last prayer. Any power, any force that is a resisting power to revival. You're pretty miracles. And to Jesus overturned the table, whipped them, and set order. There was a woman in the temple who was bound into two. Do you know why we are faking miracles? Because Satan is in the temple. All this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, it was after he restored order. After he stored, it's here tuntum kobi, momone, moko, and chene. When Satan is in church, he makes a mockery of church. Jimmy-san. Nobody will be saved. They are selling cow head. You think the people don't know that the church might be made holy? They know. But when Satan resists the church, say we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, once and again, but Satan, oh, bonfire for Akuma Nabo. When we battle and we let God down, people revival takes place automatically. Say, Lord God, as I clap my hand and I let my voice, any power, any spirit, any demon from the sea, from the land, from the fire, from the heavens, from the mountain, from the world, of the dwarf, from the cemetery, that rises up against revival to resist it. As I clap my hand, let it catch fire. Die. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Holy war. The church must be cleansed. There must be a war. Kapota ragada. Zeparadaba. Zeparagadaba.
Barada. King come down and I come to bring peace on this earth. Not peace by the sword. Clap your hands and pray. Let your voice into heaven. Let the living God arise. Let us arouse our king. This end time is not a church that goes out. No, it is a war. Sakataba.
I see you, but I see you as a drugstore. The Lord is telling me to pray for you. If I don't pray for you, they have attempted your life several times and they will kill you. A time is coming. They will use all your money to buy medicine. I see a spirit trying to remove something from your body. And what am I seeing? I'm seeing it touching something somewhere near your lungs where you breathe. A time is coming. Hospital in Paso. It is the beginning of the attack of the enemy. But thank be to God that we are in church today. Thank be to God we are in church today. I am speaking upon your life. Anybody from your background, and everyone here that is here, anyone from your father's house, at yesterday, they're attacking the lungs. She's going to have a dream. Somebody's going to open and try to take something from your body. But today, because of the presence of God in this place, we command every power that is fighting you to go back to sender. Anybody here, from this time to December 31st, they are planning to give you a certain sickness or illness. We stand on the altar of our Father. We command it to die. Say go back. Say go back. Say go back. Say go back. Papa, when you brought me the flyer, I looked at the flyer and my spirit was captured into heaven. And I saw something they did many years ago. Because the Lord took me into about 5 generations into the past. It means like 200 years ago. And when the Lord took me there, I saw a man that didn't dress like a Christian, but like a warrior. And I saw the man running and hand over a baton to the next generation, the fourth. And they ran and hand over the baton to the next one. And they ran and they handed over the baton to the next one. And they ran and they handed the baton over to you. And I saw that when the baton touched your hand, it was a baton of fire. Then the Lord took me up in the realm of the spirit. And I saw a meeting being had in the spirit realm. And I saw angels that were many. I saw about 12 legions of angels. And when I opened my eyes, the Lord said, look at them. I saw warriors among the angels that led them. So every 12,000, there was a warrior that led them. And as my eyes were watching, the Lord said, as you watch, every one of them was given generals to lead an army. And I saw your spirit being led into the place of generalship. I saw the mantle of a spiritual father being put on you, and the mantle of a warrior who had a knife and dressed like a soldier ready to fight. And I saw people following you. And the Lord said, this is the one that shall become a bridge for the next generation. Papa, you were not the only one I saw. I saw in many nations of the earth, this thing that you have done, people who have been selected to do the same thing. It is not only here. Every battalion and every country, there was a leader that led the revival of God's end time militia. And I saw that they placed a mantle upon you. And when they put that mantle upon you, the Lord said to me, let us also, because of the assignment you are giving him, elongate his life. And so, Papa, the Lord said, you will not die young. He has made you a bridge to generations. A bridge to generations. And so this program, it was many years, but it was brought into time around last year, around July, August. Around July, August, an angel of the Lord visited you, and the angel of the Lord spoke to your heart and put a burden in your spirit. And in December, during the crossover service, I see the angel of this church standing here with a fire, dressed like a warrior, stretching the fire here to confirm the word that the Lord has said. And after I saw and I looked again, the Lord also reminded you before and put on the asset also. And only they are not people you picked on your own. They were people who were picked by the Spirit of God. Because the baton, see of the Lord, is being passed from this generation to the next generation. And the Lord said, our Father will be one of the people is raising in this end time for such a time as this. As a father and as a prophet and as a warrior in our generation. Sir, I see you standing there. But I also see you with this one. Handcuff on your hand. Somebody is going to come to you not long after this time. I don't know what you do here. It's come to do business with you. The person will be coming from Medina area to come and do business with you. The Lord said, I should tell you to be very careful. Other than that, you regret doing business with the person. They are meaning to make sure don't break your life. They will make sure they will take you to prison, and before you realize, your life and your steps have been misordered. But today we stand in the name of Jesus and we break it away in Jesus' name. Sir, let me pray for you. The Lord has made you a prosperous man. The Lord has made you a prosperous man. The Lord has made you a rich man. But I am praying for you. Otherwise, there will be no manifestation of what I see. I am not talking about local riches. When you were standing there, I saw you, your spirit calling me, and I looked into your hand, and I saw a tree that grew up from Onsemo, and it grew up, and it fruited, and it wilted. And the Lord said to me, I should pray for you and curse any spirit from your background that say you will never rise. You will never rise. The Lord said, I should pray and curse it. And the Lord said, I should speak unto you and tell you, latest between this time and May, I see goods that are coming from the ship. I see a ship carrying goods with your name on it. Sister, I break every demonic power and every satanic spirit that has been following you. I see a dark cloud around you, and I see spirits that are talking to your ears. I see them discouraging you. I see them talking against you. I see also hands that are fingers that are pointing against you. And they are saying that anything this sister shall do will make sure we frustrate it.
You see people pointing fingers at you. They are pointing fingers at you. They are pointing fingers at you. And it is a sign that you fear for before and agada. As I am watching you, Minisweb, I am seeing that somebody has consulted something and they have cast down things. They have cast down things and they are divining. And they are divining. Maybe say, "Omo kwebisa," and "Omo she usunsumu," so that they can monitor you. Anybody that tries to help you, they will make sure that you dream about you forever. But today, because we are in the house of God, the Bible says, "But upon Mount Zion there is deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession." I lay my hands upon your life, and I declare, "Break, Papa." God is going to use one of your children to do mighty things. Hold it. It's working. God is going to use one of your children mightily. As I was standing there, I saw something drop out of you. I don't know the number of children you have, but one of your children shall stand in the power of God. He shall see dreams. He shall have visions. The Lord shall talk to him. It is he that shall come to draw away all the reproach of your family. Because as I saw the egg drop, I saw something like a human baby coming out. And he grew up. And he said, "Both one is a man in a prayer. Not enfant propre, enfant propre, enfant propre." The Lord said, every curse they have laid on your family and every mess that is around you, I should prophesy and tell you, "Uhunipa, uhunipa, oba, be eba asasiwesu, waba asasiwesu," and yami be natural. He will rise up in power. He will rise up in finances. God said, make a covenant with this altar. Make a covenant and make sure when you come to church, don't let those who come out of you stay in the house. Now, I pray for you, Mama. Me bom pay ma me hu so di na no me hu say ababa was be asin etu esimu we be a film bi, but it's a younger version of our mother. And the Lord is saying, as you watch, when I watch, the one that came out of you came out of me and told me, say me bom pay ma na me bom pay e ma wo mba me bom pay ma mba, because me hu say ade bi we busue ma ama they've overlooked our mother for a long time. When they come here, a do so I see a chicha, they mean say yet a chad you soon soon, a do super near cobi for so, a do super near cobi so a for so, and the Lord is telling him, if we don't pray for you, that thing will go back to go to your children. Look at your children and look at yourself. Anything near you know, near you if you so, but I am seeing an angel of the Lord calling the first angel. If you clap your hands, let the Lord do it for you. Calling the first angel and saying to him, go back and correct it. And I see the Lord say, everything they have done against you, because spiritually I am seeing a river behind you into ufie bosumoho ufie inkunja woho ufie tumiwoho. And that to me, no, and they are trying to destroy not only you, but they want to pass it over to your children. But the Lord is saying today, because you are under this banner, anybody under this condition, I curse it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift you up from where you are. May the Lord place you where you belong. In the name of Jesus, Mama, take it, break. None of your children can come under a curse. The Lord has heard your prayer. For most of your prayers you are praying for your children. I release you. 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 Sir, the Lord has a covenant with you. Whilst I was standing there and I was praying, as I was preaching and I was praying, I was looking at you. I saw something with my eye in the realm of the spirit. What did I see? I saw a bird like a dove. When it jumped from here, it will come here. When it jump here, no abaha. Obaha no aba no aba nya mese men kan cho say onewu apam na wa frew owo mamiyem say beye osofo no somo na dono. Now, one thing that's going to be unique about your ministry is that it's going to release a certain grace upon you for intercession. And as you intercede, the heavens will open. And as the heavens open, you will see mighty revelations and visions. The Lord is saying he's raising people for this generation, and you are part of those people that are coming up. See up the Spirit of the Lord. Take the name of Jesus. You walk in it. I pray against contentions in your life. Come, I pray against contentions in your life.
any spirit that is contending around you. I see battles all around you. I see battles all around you. And the Spirit of the Lord is telling me, if I do not pray for you, it will be very hard for you to break through. You will serve God, but you will not break through the way you must break through. And suddenly I saw an angel, a mighty angel that stood behind you. And the angel said, from today I will fight your battles. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. Between this time and December 31st, miracle that will change your life, it will come to you. Sir, let me pray for you. I don't know where you work, but I want you to be very careful. I'm doing it very fast. I hope you understand me. Time is up. I'm doing it very fast. I'm seeing miracle that is supposed to break forth over your life. I'm seeing promotion that's supposed to come where you work, but I'm also seeing, as I stood there and I watched, me will say a kunjabi ewo and ebu saying pra a kunjano ebu saying pra. The Lord is telling me to pray, telling you to pray for you, and to tell you to be very watchful. And when you go to work, maweninda ho, because promotion is coming to you, but people around you have made up their mind that no way. But the Lord is telling me, any seat they have made intended for a promotion seat, but mo pe say ye trap. You will be taken out of this earth. But the Lord said, I should pray and curse the power of the enemy. Promotion is due you. Promotion is due you. Promotion is due you. Promotion is due you. Mama, you will not die. Come. You will not die. You will live to declare the works of the Lord. What am I seeing? Oh, hold that for me. Hold that for me. She will not die. I saw coffins. Coffins that they gathered. And they said, let us push the coffins to her. Suddenly my eyes were open. And I saw something growing in your tummy. Something growing in your tummy. Like a tumor. And the Lord said, pray for her. Otherwise, it will not be long. We will not cross this year. They will put her in operation. They will book her for operation. And when she goes, if you are not careful, she will not come back. But by the fire of the Lord in this room, and by Jehovah the Mafia, we declare that let the counsel of the wicked backfire. Shout and say backfire. Say backfire. Say backfire. Say backfire. Say backfire. Say backfire. Sister, hold my hand. Receive the glory of God. Take the glory of God. Walk in it. Walk in the glory of God. Walk in the favor of God. Take it. Jesus' name. Take it. You will enjoy the glory of God. You will enjoy the glory of God. Can I talk to you, sister? Come, please, come. I see glory all around you. I'm seeing a glory all around you. The glory of the Lord is all around you. But as I am watching, and so I'm missing Membo Empire Mount. Membom pay mom, namin kasi entrapment dia. Assembly besi, I will be out. Baby out. Assembly besi, aya amo kambia susuka. It will be a trap. Wanubeyi a kamau. Come men who say, meet na baby, I will die. And I'm seeing that in Yabubom pata. And pata, they said, yea, and there's a coffin there. They are planning to entrap you, because when you know, they will put a hole here. I want you to go back three times. Go back three times. One, two, three. Go to the side three times. One, two, three. Come forward. But don't study. One, two, three. By this prophetic order, I change it. Any demonic decree of death, anyone that is clapping and screaming, every decree of death upon your life, I overturn it. You shall not die. Madam, I see prosperity angel. I remember the day the Lord told me I was going to speak to somebody. Mama, you won't die. Operation. We curse it. Mama, come. I see the time my brother was struggling to give birth. The Lord said to me, go to him. My brother is here right now. I don't just want to, but struggling to give birth. The Lord said, go to party. Omo your party be or suffer be a party. Tell him that this time This time. And do 3 weeks in both. No, friend, me say, Niria for your phone. Today, I'm telling you, I am making it fast. Any blessing that is yours. Oh, 33 people. I speak upon your life. I decree upon your life. Walk in that blessing. Papa. I am ending. Listen, I remember, Bekai, one guy used to come to my church. About my story. Why am I saying this? I'm seeing fruits all over. It means that after this revival, the way the brother shouted, come, let me lay hands on you. Come. Take. Walk in it. Listen. After this revival, anything you touch,
shall be fruitful.
The Lord said, I should tell you, you are going to change the order of your family. You are going to change the order of your family because the strong man in your family is about to go down. What am I seeing? Papa me who say obinai edrodro mark pa and na ko nsua no na me who say nsua na no ko no oko consult obi a why say oye sunsun freni oko fre sunsun freni no want your family ni na destiny e dia say pot bim say enkofo entumi mpeja send your so mo peja no. And I am seeing that as they did it, people will rise and they will fall. People will pins will fall in their lands and it will dry off. But as I was, sister, I saw an angel of the Lord standing behind you and pouring oil upon you. And the angel said, I am the angel of prosperity. And he said, from today, listen, prosperity is important for revival. I said prosperity is important for revival. I prophesy upon your life. As we enter and we move in this revival, may the Lord prosper the work of your hand.
I'll see or you're both for the revival, bye. And I'm seeing that as you are going, wherever your feet is starting, instead of it being dust, because it's not in front of me, you are walking, it's not in front of me, but maybe I'll do 90 years better than the grass. The Lord of this commission is telling me to tell you, he's about to prosper you. Is about to prosper your descendant. Is about to move you from begging to owning your own things. Jesus. I lay my hands upon you. Yeah, let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. I bless you, sir. You will not beg for bread anymore. You will not beg anybody anymore. What you are planning to do in the realm of the spirit, I see two powers that are talking. One is from your mother's house. One is from your father's house. One is from your mother's house. One is from your father's house. And they manifested in the form of snakes. And they stood up like cobras. And they talked. And they said, listen, I have no time. And come across some more canyon makes a cost of my bubble. You understand what I'm talking about now? Yeah, man, in bra, I was at so, and I saw the thing that they put on your head was like your money case, but the case began to grow and it became like a big load on your head and on your shoulder. And they said that you're chitri a car at all. So now, open Bobbisia, 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 open Bobbisia, 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 ain't he? Almost Casana, soon be sorry, or so you will fear bosom. I saw him coming out like a madman following you into one you dream, and you've been seeing madmen in your dream. It's a sign of the demonic power and the altar from your father's house. But thanks be to God that we are in the altar of God. Anybody here under the attack of witchcraft, may the power of the enemy break over your life. The Lord has put a key round your neck. And as the key was put on your neck, I saw the key by itself move from your neck and began to open something in your mind. And the Lord began to put certain papers in your mind and the scrolls in your mind. And the Lord said, he's giving you ideas for business. The Lord is saying, he's giving you ideas for business. And he's pouring an oil of favor upon you. May you be the one that will deliver your family. Take it! In the name of Jesus. Mama, let me pray for you. Hold my hand. Do you have a passport? You have a passport. It is where? It's not here. Ah. J. What am I seeing? Come. Touch the altar. Touch the altar. Touch the altar for me. Touch the altar for me. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Worship the Lord with me. Bless the name of the Lord. Touch the altar for me. Sister, where do you work? Where do you work? Police hospital. Police officer. You're a police officer. When you say, what's some play? Only about four. Hey, mother. Ache. And the baby. I saw white people around you. I saw that part of your destiny is not here. I saw that the door is going to open for you. I saw that it won't be long. Your passport, it will carry visa. It will carry visa. You will live around. It will change the pattern of your life. Now listen, I am not saying that. What I'm saying that it is part of your destiny to be there. And I pray and I bless you. And I speak to your womb too. I say, let your womb bear. 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 As you are clapping your hand, may the Lord make you fruitful. Let your womb bear. 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 Take. 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 Hold on. Take. 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 Take, 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 take it. You won't die. Take, 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 take,
take.
Last but not the least. Lift up your two hands. Your last prayer. I see fruit that have been released here. I see glory. Sir, God will bless you, brother. God will bless your loyalty. God will bless your steadfastness. God will bless your commitment. You are not just going to sing. The Lord is touching your eyes. 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 You will sing and you will prophesy. Take it. Walk in it. Lift your two hands. Your prayer is just one. Lord, as I clap my hands and pray, let me be fruitful. Now clap your hands and begin to pray. Let me be fruitful. 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 Papa. Papa. Jesus, Papa. Let me be fruitful. Let me be fruitful. Let me be fruitful. Jesus. 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 Lift your two hands. For I, the Lord, I have made you a new threshing instrument, having teeth. With you, I will beat down the mountains and bring lower the hills. It means that the aim of God is to make you a weapon. Okay. Weapons today used to fight. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. May end it. But get to know that Christianity, a kunimno, eh? And yet Christianity, There cannot be any revival without a holy war. I bless you. I speak over your life. Carry anointing. Carry power. Be resistant to satanic attack. Don't permit him. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use you. And I do. That's why I love those who are pioneering Alpha Hour. Get up. They are being used as weapons. I didn't listen. No. Yeah. And you preaching pill. And you a soon pill. And you a super. And you give me miracles pill. And you battle holy war. They are waging holy war. Sometimes hold your wife and your children. Hold them and begin. Yeah. Start till the Wednesday dawn. When I saw my child, it was speaking in tongues. I was amazed. Akola 6 years. Some of you, as you are going to the house, when your children set eyes on you, they will be used by God for the holy war. I bless your life. Walk in this anointing. Walk in this power. And Kobia best sorry, at least dawn and pray for the churches. Pray for the things around you. Revival will break forth. May the Lord enlarge you. May the Lord increase you. Clap your hands and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Oh, I said celebrate Jesus. Celebrate the Lord. 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 See, the last thing I do, there are three most important things. Madam, I am now the weaver. Why? Oh, passport number by 2 hours. So now they see the account. Me, I'm not part of those who say revival. Money doesn't matter. Money matters. Money, I'm telling you, most of the sins of the world, I am telling you. And Kaobe, then was how by no. And yet, fried rice, and the chicken, Indomie. Kao kwa yedeni. Ewo ho. O si jijo bisika. O be kesil. To your face. Ndiye jan. See. Three things I own for so. Oh, sun sun mijimim. First one, your altar. The altar of God. The altar. That is where you take off. And that is where demons fall. Elijah repelled the altar. The broken altars. The second thing. The sacrifice. Yeah, sorry. Say, man of God, mean pisca. It's not whether me pisca and I'm in pisca. Your principle. Elijah didn't say, God, come down. He put something on this on the altar. He said, where is the God of Elijah? He put something on the water. Yeah. The altar, the sacrifice. Yeah. The last thing is the man of God, the prophet of the altar. If you miss these three things, one bar sorry crank here. You see, so don't insult your man of God. Believe in the Lord your God. You will just be established. Believe the servant, the prophet. You will prosper. Now. I can't let you live here without giving an offering. Listen, I know you have given offerings before. Please give me some this one. You'll bring it on Sunday, God willing. It's just like, I saw for Alote, I'm not here. No. I'm just going to do the same thing. I don't like pretenses. Okay? Now. 100 cities, 200. Come.
Jesus.
Come. Yes, 100, 200.
Wami, Radi, Eswe. Mihe, Wumbuwa. Sese, Nebiya, Wumbuwa.
Come and lay something on the altar. Now see, I want everybody here to come and take an envelope. I want you to take the envelope and write, my victory is assured. Me, I believe in this altar. I believe in our Father. Papa, what I said, everybody that knows me knows I'm very, very careful to make such pronouncement. Anything I spoke over your life, it will come to pass just as I have said it. Now, come and take an envelope. On Sunday, anything in your heart, we cannot be below 50 cedis, put it inside it. Come, come, come. Please, everybody come. Come. You cannot come. Run and come. Run and come. Hurry up and come. Take an envelope. Take it. Take it. God bless you, sir. Take it. Envelope. Sir. Your door's open. Envelope. Let me show. Take it. Some of you must take two.
According to your knowledge and your will for me, what you said you do, I just need come. To align do. Because you are not a man that changes your mind, oh.
Come.
Does not know you.
Don't just sit there. Come and take an envelope. Take an envelope.
Bobby, I'm a flesh. No man. Everybody, let your voice. No man, no man, no man, no man. My confidence is you. What is that?
If you have it here, just put it inside and lay it on the altar. Late on the altar. Late on the altar. The last thing. Take 100 CDs, 50 CDs, 20 CDs, which is not in your envelope. Say, prophet of God, I want to shake your hands. I want to shake your hands. Some of us might think it is a religious gimmick or anything. But you see, when you come to the house of God, visit the altar. I want you to take it and come. Come. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come. Come. Take something. Take something in your hand right now and come. Let's drop it on the altar. God bless you. Let's hurry up. God bless you. 20 CDs, 50 CDs, 100 CDs, 200 CDs. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. Don't just sit there. God bless you. 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 Believe in a prophet. God bless you. 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 God bless you, mama. God bless you. 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 Lift up your right hand as I close. Now may the Lord bless you. May he enlarge you. May he put a warfare mentality in your life. May you fight. Monday, fight. Tuesday, fight. Morning, fight. You win. You are more than a conqueror. Let's receive our Father. Oh, let's receive our Father, the prophet doctor himself.
What is sad for you to do? It doesn't exist. No. It can never ever exist.
Praise the Lord. Everybody stand. Let us be on our feet. Stretch your two hands on this prophet of God and his beautiful wife, their family, the ministry that God has honored him to lead, and I want you to pray for them that the Lord will continue to replenish and use them for his own purpose and agenda in Jesus' name. Can I hear your voice in prayer? Online, pray for the man of God. 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 Go ahead. Giko bohada basha. Zia lohoda kadesh. George, come and help me. Kamadehe zumarahandos. Thank you. Kabaru andos. Father, thank you for Job Eidu. And Mame Sewa Eidu. I give you glory for their lives. I bless you that you have made them your battle axe. And this end time to liberate your people that have been enslaved by the domain of darkness. I ask in the name of Jesus that you will grant them fortification, grant them longevity, grant them tenacity. Let them finish well. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray for the ministry you have honored them with. I pray for their branch pastors and their spouses, and I'm asking for grace and strength in Jesus' precious name. I thank you that the work they do will bring you honor, glory, and pleasure in Jesus' precious name. After this revival, there surely will be revival for them also. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for bringing them to us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. Udifo, thank you. Sit down and let me do the acknowledgments well. Online, stick with me as I finish well. This man of God has a piece of the puzzle. The end time move is like my picture on the screen right now, and the picture is divided into pieces. The move of God is a big picture. You know a puzzle? And it's been divided into smaller puzzles. So God is putting the puzzles together in this end time. And when the puzzle comes together, the picture of his glory is revealed. You know Lego? It's a logo or Lego? Lego rather, not logo. What's in a crazy? I wouldn't name Lego. What's in a crazy? I wouldn't name Inche and Pese and Grantier. In Kura and Noah, and on that with him, you and on that with him, yeah, and Koto and Wa, yeah, can oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, when you put the Lego together, it creates something. And lastly, you know, you remember those little objects. I don't know what it is called. It has red on one side, blue on another side, yellow on another side, green on another side. But when it mixes together and given to you, you'll be confused for the rest of the time. You know, you need to use a lot of intelligence to be able to put it together. Now, what God is doing in this end time is that he is putting that thing together until red goes to red, yellow goes to yellow, green goes to green, blue comes to blue. So when you see all these barrage of mighty prophets of God that have come through this particular week, You are seeing the moves of God that is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible talks about something that I would like to quote. I think it's verse number 5 and 6, where the scripture said, bring it up. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. The Bible said there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Go to the next verse. Interesting. He said, and there are diversities of operation. Listen to the word. Is it power or what is it? You know, there are diversities, not diversity. Diversities of operations. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. It's a very interesting. Put this in a different version. Let me see exactly what it's going to say. He said, God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Put it in another version. In this version, the Bible said there are different abilities to perform service or ministry, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. Go to the next version. This is this. I like this one. Amplify. He said, and there are distinctive ways of working to accomplish things. That word distinctive means there are different peculiar ways of working to achieve things, but it is the same God who produces all things in all believers, inspiring, energizing, and empowering them. That is what all those words are, synonymous words for revival. Inspiring, energizing, empowering. Yeba from Monday, inspiration, energizing. Me, I am energized. Next week, I have a crusade. Energize. Crusade adome kwa minyana ene ya juwada. Mubeko crusade na mamu. So tonight, I am recruiting a new team from the one I have, so that we no mumre me faha be the another team una eko mokra mumre. I have 3 crusades next week. When you energize, when you 3 crusades in a week, energize. I'm coming to a chairman. I want to build a new church at Yahoma. Yeah, and then from there we go into Santo, because my Ashalebuche crusade have been prolonged for too long. So I want to go to Ashalebuche, and then I want to roof our church building at East Legon Hills, and then dedicate it to the Lord, and dedicate the other one at Pantine to the Lord, and then start a new church, 2 of them before this year ends. It's energizing. Energize and bring that scripture back. That's where, you know, we close. Something is. Everybody say, What do you hear now? Why now? This way, chocolate drink is in general. There is a groaning going on in the realm of the spirit. The Holy Ghost is doing something in the life of God's people. I met a woman of God who is passed on, but before she passed on, one day she met me, Udifo, and she looked at me, you know, did they sitting in the car. She is the mother of the CEO of Sweet Melodies, Mrs. Ai. You know, as a matter of fact, she was the woman that the Kodesh called their mother. Many years ago, she was on Sweet Melodies on Saturday morning. She led the children's program, with the Lord bless her soul. She said, Kofi Odum, normally she will address me nicely as prophet. That day, I saw her eyes and I could see God through the woman. She said, Kofi Odum, ubi eni abri yebi bi amami u. Ubi eni abri yebi bi amami. U ubi bi awonso be ya amami ya. Listen now. I didn't know. Those were the last words of that woman to me. Anchen uye. I didn't know that God was speaking through her. So, we have not started any of the things that you know. Serious. So, that word energizer. Revival, no, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you are not energized, what's your do to go go tanase? Energizing. You need to be energized. You need to be energized. And then all the preaching that are coming up is empowering. Something is empowering you. And it can only be the Spirit of the Lord. An empowering grace of God. You know, bolo no comes with power. Unflinching, unbudging, irrefutable, indisputable, raw power. Come on, Samuel Jaya. Raw power. I am a container and I'm a carrier of power. Oh, yeah. We see you. We good time. We be here. Amen. No, come on and fall to me. Yeah. You good time. We be here. Let me say this to you. Men, fam, we fear be from power. Omo no more. Omo power. Omo inshiri. They can never touch you. You are untouchable. Yeah. Comforting me, Cassie. Mako Conua, ye riano. Dear, will ria ye be? Dear, will noa ye be? Dear, will ri ye be? Dear, ye gin and some silver be? Dear, ye torn and chamber conjin in toes and chinny be? Dear, your turning chain be the no way you be. Dear, the world tremor what impampan will be. Comfort to me, Casasama. I am a man of God carrying raw power. Do you know Facebook put our video back? Yeah. They put our video back. Your video no on Facebook for delay tea Tuesday, you know. Oma Sandy Atosha. From 2015 that I came on social media, I have never seen what happened today. You didn't see that. They didn't only put our video back, they also took Alpha Hour episode 200 two times. Whilst we were live on air, they restored both videos back. Somebody shout power! Mpengwa siyasem. Ye kenga msamu ama beji mi. Ajwa zayi. Mpengwa siyasem. Asiyadiye wo Facebook we. Nina had a soho. Near Kenya, someone my beach. It will never happen. Yeah, it will never happen. Me who delete even a content from social media is gone. It can never come back again. What I saw today, I have never seen anything like that. Yeah. And you know, when Daniel said, prove us now that we are your servants. Prove us. So, what pan was Somaye? Yewura wo pa na ade ye ye adwuma. Menipa na hunu se tumi. E ye adwuma. E ka chire o. Ya. Mete tia mamorofro. Mete tima mo Tuesday no. Mo pa mo ye ye no kra mo delete. Ya. Ma king ami adwuma a chire o. Simple. Yeah. Semi Gina here, maybe American Embassy for so Brady, President Trump, no, yeah, 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 maybe. Maybe Gina has straight, I'm the man, American Ambassador, but then the man. Yapon, Opa, Visan, Moncasa, Mumma, named Famaho. But I tell you one day, me, I will stand at American Parliament. And oh dear, Facebook, I am coming to you. America, Muchumumut. I will come to you at America. Minimum one sem to say the mini BNI once. And then national security. Muchimu mutan to say the mini Jubilee House or unfinished business. We are with two mutan, maybe a crusade with Jubilee House. It's me breaking Ramadan with Jubilee House. Any a ye crusade be ye be ye be ye. I'm talking about unflinching, infinite, irrefutable, axiomatic, raw power.
I've a month before and I said, Ariana.
Can someone sing? I'm someone here. Can nobody be for video and everything? When you see the blue one, I said, "Crawford sa to pass some kwasi ade." Kuchile said he did true. Muno muni adi understand. Ma kipi eno waso. Can you sing no more, Jimmy? Can you sing no more, Jimmy? What's that saying? The other numbers are much. A creative being to the other. Yeah, can you somewhere? And Rab, you know, one of the production people was telling me on YouTube, you know, yeah, can you somewhere? We've been so advertising dating site. I'm saying, Penqua, see us some. Who pursue your dating site? I tell who? No, you dating site. And your brand, what? Yeah, can you somewhere? Now, what page me? If we can yam sem kwa si anyom se umo. No, own her. What should I make out of the would that not have free tea in some way? Say, you know, some pan, your free catcher on me, idea, and Casabio, no me. Yeah. When you're some with Tiana with Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday, you're some no, and without coming. Don't come here. Put the scripture back. So on Monday, Reverend George Nate, he carried the mind of God. As a matter of fact, I'm still studying on the message. I'm researching into every message, including your message. And he said, you know, Paul did not only call the church foolish, but also that there was a bewitchment. So he went from one level to another in the addressing of the ecclesia or the church. And not the whole. I've asked the media team, yeah, but yeah, a culmination of all the messages and make it the document. We are going to have a pen drive where Monday will be track 1, Tuesday track 2, Wednesday track 3, Thursday, track 4. Friday, track 5. Sunday night tracks. Now, what the shower are you anymore? Now, you eat here. Young Kwasia, and the moment I best saw no, you will see inspiration, energizing, empowerment. You are going to see that emanating. So go back and watch Reverend Elvis Ajeman's video, because I wanted to watch it again. But because it was not there, we put a link that directed people to YouTube to go watch it. Now it's here back. Go watch it. He preached a very powerful message, speaking from the mind of God, that, you know, we cannot pretend as if we are and we are not. You can't. There is the most dangerous deception is self-deception. You know that you don't have it, but you want everybody to know that you have it. You are like clouds without rain and wells without water. The Bible said, he that boasts in a false gift is like that. They are like empty barrels making noise. When Rehoboam and Jeroboam, brothers, when they ascended onto the thrones, one to Judah, another to Israel, the Bible said there was an invasion that stole all the gold shields from the temple. Instead of fighting and reclaiming it back, they rather produced brass shields. It looked exactly like the gold, and they display it there. They wanted everybody to know that the gold is still there, but it was gone. That was Elvis Ajeman's message. Then the preaching machine came on Wednesday. Avevo. I like the name Avevo. I don't know why. Avevo. Avevo came, Dr. Justice, came on Wednesday and preached. And say, how can you receive revival when you sleep with people's wives? How can you have revival when you make babies, you impregnate women, and you don't receive the pregnancy? How can you receive revival and be irresponsible? That was a good one. Then yesterday, I met Apostle Randy and his beautiful wife, Lady Lois, and said, revival is to win the lost. Because there are too many lost people. I'm telling you, Melaje, to the point that even most of our leaders are blind. I'm telling you the mind of God. Oh, Elijah. Yeah, most of our leaders are blind. Let me take it from our leaders for 1 minute. Sinipa enyiraya. Eyende enanka womampenika sa wobejwe mwa mutimiku huruno. No, listen. If you don't like the president of Ghana, be patient. When the time comes, vote him away. Case closed. But you don't disrespect somebody that is your father's age. Anybody with the Holy Ghost will never do that. Anybody with the Holy Ghost will never do that. Put the camera here. And I don't care how you politicize that nonsense. The president of Ghana, if you don't like his person, you must respect his office. Akunyana Otesono. That is the honor. That is the honorable point. You can't joke with that. Uku huru president wabetina alabasta. I catch you say receive and you say I receive it. What nonsense is that? And very soon, other people will also hoot at you. Because whatsoever a man soweth, exactly that he shall reap. Walk away. So, they would have known that this is the generation of Proverbs chapter number 31, verse number 11. Proverbs 30, rather, verse 11. Put it on the screen. This is a generation that does not bless their father. A generation that curses their mother. King James all the time. Look at exactly how he puts it. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Next verse. A generation, the Bible said in the 12th verse, there is a generation who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their filthiness. He said there is a generation who are lofty in their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. Goes ahead and said there is a generation whose teeth are as saws and their jaw teeth at night. They would devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. That generation, they will exhume your dead body and burn it. That is that generation. That generation have no decorum, respect, or honor. I'm telling you, wicked generation. It has the same seed, Udifo, that killed that innocent nurse. Hine Timi so oba. Ah, I thought that a woman is a weaker vessel, that everybody respects a woman and honors a woman. If I want to say something, I will be easy touch on women. When I am preacher, I have gone to places and people said, My wife loves you. And I'm beginning to think, why does the missus loves me? One day I had a missus who said, because you have become a voice to the missus. So why will somebody want to hurt a woman? Rape the girl and kill the girl and buried the girl. Or hine and so-called suffer. It is not in my position to do that. But today, we had a prophet of God that came here to wage a holy war. Yeah. Every territory where I have planted a church, there was war. There was war. Anytime we want to take a new territory, there is war. People hate you for doing the right thing. It's a war. People hate you for doing the right thing. It is a war. Revival, yeah, yeah, yeah. A year big time, papa. It's a war. Revival, yeah, 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 big time, papa. I'm not joking. A year big time, papa. It's a war. It's a war. People don't even understand. It's raining. People are walking through rain, coming to church. Ah, go to, Reverend Elvis Ajiman's meeting right now. The people don't care whether it's raining. They are outside on the rain. It's not like, air condition. No, they are outside on the rain. Why? Because they love God. Revival has broken out. That's what it is. Ubisuti, baby. It's a war. Otoka, you will be time. We see that for free, you will be time. Yeah, it's a war. It's your Bible, so Fight with them that fight with me. Contend with them that contend with me. Arise, yeah. Pull your sword. Snatch them. Usinya me ye mafia. Then let God of. Jehovah the mafia. Let him mafia every element of evil against your life. Let Jehovah the mafia arise. Oh, and that dog on Guana, who say Jehovah mafia? Kubisa Herod, Yehuwa ne mafia. Grofwe, meka wome gupuni, menewom. Yehuwa ne di se juma. In the days of Dathan, the Bible said the earth split into two, and 32,000 people went in, and the Lord closed it up. Jehovah. The mafia. When Nebuchadnezzar stood up and said, "Is this not Babylonia, which my power have built?" The Lord says, "We are Abe Oa, we are Boa. I will kill you one time." You are my Nebu Abua Akuma. Next time you will learn to honor and ascribe glory to whom glory is due. Yeah. Well, mafia nibu mam nibu anka se munu se. Yes. Yes. Jehovah the mafia. When a striking herald. Within just 1 minute, you know, adore muati se will be a wapro abuzumi miensa. You are so mafia, our sister. Could be said Joshua. The Bible said in Joshua chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. The Bible said, and the Lord cast great stones from heaven against the enemy. Yeah, the Lord disconfected them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goeth to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah until unto Medekah. And the next verse, the Bible said, it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and they were going down to Beth Horon that the Lord cast great stones from. I never knew there were stones in heaven. I'm doing so, say you golden choir. Put it in our language. This one says very clear. In my language, the Bible says, "Now we journey free Israel and Nimro Kudru Betoron and Sani Edimono. Ewradi Toto Abuo Akasia Efri Soro Egu Wonso Na Kudru Se Ukudru Azika Ma Wuwu Ye." Na me mafia wa oh. Okamu Koshemwa to a dead end. And butcher you to death. Yeah. 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 When Joshua woke up in the morning, the Bible said that the enemy had slaughtered themselves without anybody provoking them. Jehovah, the mouth, a Yehovah message. I can preach on it in a series for 6 months. Jehovah the mafia. A message. Me to me, I call forest and Bible case. And no cry, me to my home convention. Jehovah the mafia. Hallelujah. What a prophet of God. What a man of God. The Lord bless you, sir. Not too much. Jehovah. Obehwe ana ma twero ho book. Obehwe ana ma twero ho book. Cuz I can feel the liturgy in it. Jehovah the Mafia. I am feeling the inspiration. I can feel the inspiration. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter number 11 verse 29. Jeremiah 11 29. The Bible said something clear. I'll close with that and release you to go and rest. Ochinano Panka, we have a service, but I want to cancel it so that you can rest and prepare. Since we've been here all through, rest and prepare for Sunday. Sunday morning, W3F5, and then in the evening. Sunday evening. Come out with your best clothes, your best heels, your best clothes, your best makeup, your best hair, your best perfume. Dress like you have a date with Christ. I'm serious. And then we will be receiving Apostle Josiah Auburn Jr. to finish the revival. My Lord. Sunday and Ajudia, Oko Pentecost, Kura, Brevi, Apostolic Brevi, Oko Awo, you Brevi, Oko Mozama, Brevi, Onko Asorenso, Brevi, Oso Mbosomwa, Brevi, Etiebi, Awuhi, Obia, Hallelujah. Jeremiah, there's nothing like that. Okay, turn it, chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. Did I say 29:11? All right. The Bible said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. It is thoughts of peace and not evil." When I watched and listened to all the prophetic messages that you came up by the Spirit of God, this is what the enemy intends, but this is what I, God, I want to do. So the enemy has an action, but God has a reaction. Hallelujah. It shall be well with you. After this revival, you go to the next dimension. You have never given a testimony before, you will give a testimony. The Lord will cause you to dance without music. Yeah. Evil shall not come into your space. He will preserve you under the sun. And defend his name over your life. 1,000 will fall on your side. 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold the destruction of the wicked. I prophesy an overflow of God's goodness and grace in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Oh, come on in. Oh, Shada Bahados. Tell somebody, I am blessed 3 times. Thank you. Clap your hands for Jesus. Pick up your offering, let us close. And God willing, if you have any pledge with you, you can bring it on the altar as well. May the Lord bless you. Jehovah the Mafia. I like it. Jehovah the Mafia. Okay, is that? Okay, is it? I don't sing in B, do I? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mesire wo bambo Me pese bonibia betwe me fri wuncha Mesire wo adumo Me pese Yo manu dia
Itu nisu ye Oh ma wo ye
Eh ya besumpa
Alini
Mama fosu
wasuwa Ya besumpa
Stand to your feet. The Lord bless you. I want to thank God for the life of Prophet Job and his dear wife. Thank you, sweet. Thank you, sir. Your coming is an inspiration and a blessing to us. I wanted to quote a scripture, put it down the screen, book of Isaiah. The Bible said, hear a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line. He said, that is how the word of God is disseminated. So like I was saying, that God is working with administrations, diversities, operations, administrations, diversities, operations. What a week. What a week. What a week. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. A little rebuke, a little inspiration, a little prayer, a little anointing, a little faith, a little holiness, a little purity, a little righteousness, a little soul winning, a little prayer. A little fasting, little, 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 it all works together for our good. For eyes have not seen, neither ear heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. Even in the medical profession, we can call a person doctor, but there are different kinds of doctors. Doctor for the ear, doctor for the eye, doctor for the nose, doctor for the throat, doctor for the heart, doctor for the lungs, doctor for the intestines, doctor for the bones, for the skin, for the arteries, doctor for all kinds of things. They are all doctors. And when you enter into the hospital, they deal with that. Let me tell you. What you say? If that particular young girl was in Prophet Job's meeting and tell me who said oh he be and it's soft will be person mukun, do you think she will believe it? That's how prophecy is. Sometimes we are telling you things and you don't believe. Oh, you don't believe. But Agbele follow. Yakunekwa. They've killed her for nothing. A captain. Just like that. Agbele follow. If he had gotten somebody to say, somebody wants to give you a lift, avoid it. Yeah. Somebody wants to give you a lift, avoid me. If I don't have a car and I come to church, I will not be looking for a lift. I am content with what I have. What is a masiru ubikada? No, I am content with what I have. I will just hit the road going. Oh my God. I don't know why God is going in this dimension, but the Spirit of God is saying something. Come on, guys, open your Nipe bi wo wa oye fidi. O shea no wa sorry them back oye fidi. I'm telling you the mind of God. Oye fidi. Who are no wo problem? Man left wo problem. Who do want to question the business? Wo problem. You said something to one of my pastors. You said somebody wants to do business standard. Now, why are you bet them? Mijidi. Because, when you were when you were in a court, or I'm call court, for him to question, call fine, no. And as I'm not going to say, I'm fear every court, or I'm not so court, or you know. You are out of the God. For a man of God to meet you who doesn't know you from Adam to speak, you should know that the Holy Ghost is speaking. But Obi, a pan and one or catch it, I will say, Obi person knew your business, you're careful. And come for it. A woman will never know. She watches us from online. She is in America. One day, and the Lord has mandated her, pray for Kofiu Drew and Dede Rita. Pray for them. And she's been praying for us for the past 4 years. One day, Sunday after church, the lady sent us a voice message and said, I see a revelation that somebody wants to do a transport business with you. Don't do it. We were at this verge like this in bringing the cars. The woman said, don't do it. The business looked very good. Good, but the Lord has mandated somebody praying for 4 years. She said, don't do it. And can you see jumpy simo? Then you will see Fidienwa. It looks like, you know, most of the Fidien, they are pythons. When the python wants to swallow you, first of all, the python will be very quiet. Python will very quiet, like it is sick. And then when you get concerned, then the python begins to cuddle you. If we ever know a python, with the deeper, money be an woman, money be an woman. Suddenly, a money be a nibi, no fray, pet shop. Ah, me python, no me money do an ear wouldn't. And I was waiting, But then the horn and name meho. And one susu. Susu ten ten. Now one minute we ye. Hallelujah. There are people who me, your first prayer was a bullet that we need. Not only me, the body of Christ. The devil have intentionally sent people to church. They look nice. They are gifted people. They can sing. They can play instruments. They can do things. But they are enemies of the cross. Enemies. Umans am I jaye? Obi a one man in some or your suspect. dear financial team nim. And now the strategy is that when you have pastors who are single people, the devil sends the daughters of Jezebel. What an honor, dear. In my only 12 months, the real person will come out. I have seen for the past 2 years people who have been married, and I see pythons in people's homes. The man mantamo python no bechi chere wo say unti minye he. Wa shumu abu bu nompe na uwe awa meno. He that have ears, but therefore we love you. Thank you. Ready? Let my protocol usher this man of God. Are you clapping? Clap, 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 clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Your two hands are lifted. Everybody who is online, you don't know Christ as Savior, this revival is meaningless without the soul being born again. Everything we are doing, if it doesn't end up with your soul in salvation, forget about it. Right hand is on your heart if you want to give your life to Christ or rededicate your heart. If you want to confess your sins, for your sins to be forgiven, say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray for your people. Give them grace and solidify them in Jesus' precious name. Now lift your two hands. Begin to thank the Lord as we close. Thank you for coming. Remember, there is no service tomorrow. Last service is on Sunday evening. O Gwama Wufata. Ugama ufata, ugama ufata, ufata, ayisa. Ah, ugama ufata, 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 ayisa. Ese ugama ufata, ufata, ira ufata, ufata, ugama ufata, ufata.
Oh, Father.
Benediction in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord favor you and honor you. May this revival bring you fatness, elevation. May this revival bring you fresh fire, fresh anointing. May your strength be energized. May you receive inspiration, empowerment. May this revival bring you closer to Christ. May you be deeper with Christ. May your relationship with God be tight. In the name of Jesus. May you be a soul winner. Amen, Nisha. May you be a soul winner. May the Lord anoint you to win souls. In the name of Jesus. May you receive power, anointing. May you receive grace. May the Lord bless you with wealth. Jessica Enshida, Sika Enshida, Onyame Mawupi, Oma Wajumanye Ye, Wasitinanye Ye, Oma Wasentretre, Siwoye, Yesu Dima, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, surely signs and wonders will follow us all the rest of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' name. Before you look in the eyes of your neighbor online, thank you, we love you. Remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthrough becomes automatic. We love you. God bless you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.